You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
It is a very, very good morning to Peter Byrne, who is a Senate candidate for the Socialist Equality Party. Good morning, Peter.
Morning, Peter. Thanks for the opportunity to speak to you.
No problem at all. Well, at least we won't forget each other's name. Anyway, that's a good start. Yeah. Now, Peter, what is happening in Melbourne? Is it foggy down there?
No, it's clear and sunny.
Okay, well, there you go. The road weather alert is officially withdrawn, so good work. Now, on a more serious note, you and Jason Wardle are standing for the Socialist Equality Party in the Senate in Victoria. Give us just a bit of an idea about the party, what its policies are and so on.
Thanks, Peter. Yeah, look, the Socialist Equality Party is standing in the 2022 election to advance a socialist program of action for workers to fight for their class interests against a relentless assault on their basic social and democratic rights. There's four main planks of our program that we're focusing on: the question of the pandemic, opposition to war, calling for action on climate change, and really trying to put forward a program to deal with the worsening social conditions confronting workers here and internationally.
Right. And what sort of things do you see as being important in trying to redress some of those issues?
Look, first and foremost, we think that, you know, what the working class confronts both here and internationally is a deteriorating global economic system, that is capitalism, which is, bringing mankind to the precipice of nuclear war. The war in Ukraine threatens now to develop into a nuclear war, and the corollary of the war in Ukraine is growing inflation, and in many countries, food shortages. In Sri Lanka, there's been massive opposition to the fact that workers can't buy food. And, you know, there's a huge opposition against the government. This is a product of the war that's been instigated by the United States against Russia as part of their global strategy, really to, take on their military and economic rivals. And if they can successfully dismantle Russia, then the next cab off the rank will be China. And you've seen that very much in this region with the issues around the Solomon Islands Security Pact. Peter Dutton said, in order to have peace, we must prepare for war. So the question of war against China is now very much on the agenda. So our campaign is to address these most fundamental issues that confront workers and young people, as I said, both here and internationally, and advance a program of demands, to deal with those issues.
Sure. What would you see as being the most important thing that Australia could do to try and ease some of these pressures?
Well, look, Australia is very much, the Australian government, both Labor and Liberal, are completely tied to the interests of the United States. And this, as they prepare for war against China and support the war in the Ukraine, they're spending billions of dollars in war preparations, on that, I think to the tune of $600 billion over the next 10 years on submarines, on fighter jets and so on. And this has really been done in complete opposition to the sentiment of the working class and people in Australia who oppose war. No one wants war against China, but the government is dragging the working class into war and making them pay for it. So when it comes to hospitals, schools, any other measures that will address the social conditions of the working class, the government says there is not enough money. But when it comes to military spending, there's unlimited amounts. And through the pandemic, you know, what's taken place is the richest 250 Australians have increased their wealth by $50 billion, while for many workers, it's meant, you know, loss of their jobs or cuts to their conditions and a real imposition of austerity measures. The inflation rate is now officially at 5.1%. Inflation on food and necessary items is nearly 10%. So the working class is paying the price for this drive to war. The Australian government supports it wholeheartedly. So whoever wins on May the 21st, Liberal or Labor, Morrison or Albanese, will carry on with those same policies. So we don't think the election's going to resolve anything in that sense. And what's required is for workers to take matters into their own hands, to establish new organisations of struggle to defend their interests. And, you know, most importantly, we're appealing to workers to support and build our party, the Socialist Equality Party.
Yeah, so is the Socialist Equality Party, on that basis of what you just said, looking to work within the current democratic system, or are you looking to maybe change that in some way?
We're up for the most fundamental change. I mean, we think that the parliamentary system is a system stacked in the interests of the rich. The parliamentary system is fundamentally undemocratic. We have an election on May the 21st with various promises being made by all the parties. And I think most voters know that all of those promises are not worth the paper they're written on or the words that are spoken. Immediately after the election, we will be confronted with an economic crisis. We'll be told that now, with the huge debts from the pandemic bailout to big business, that workers have to tighten their belts even further. There will be no, you know, more budget cuts and so on. So, in other words, the parliamentary system is there to serve the needs of the capitalist system, not the interests of the working class.
Yeah. So, how would you go about redressing that situation, do you think?
Well, we think the working class has to embark on a process of, you know, restructuring society from top to bottom. We call for the formation of rank and file committees in every neighbourhood and workplace, for workers to form democratically elected organisations which can prosecute their interests. Overall, the task before the working class is the end of capitalism. Now, that requires a revolutionary struggle to nationalise the banks, nationalise the means of production and put them in the control of the working class. So, you know, this election won't resolve anything. Say we were elected into the Senate, we would use that as an opportunity to expose the machinations of Parliament, to expose all the deals that are done behind closed doors to the extent we could, and really, you know, take up a principled struggle for the interests of the working class within Parliament, but outside of a movement of the working class based on the democratic and socialist principles espoused by, originally Karl Marx. There is no way forward within the existing framework.
Yeah, fair enough. Now, that's, it's an interesting point of view and sounds, see how it all goes, I guess. Now, you're standing, as we said, for the Senate yourself and Jason Wardle. And, we'll see how that all plays out on the 21st of May. Peter Byrne from the Socialist Equality Party in Australia, thank you for joining us this morning and sharing your point of view.
Thanks, Peter. Cheers.
No worries.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.